This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. When I want to know what's going on in the world of food, I listen to SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Las Vegas Raiders football. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Picking up our bi-monthly conversation with Anne-Marie Panaringan, who is the voice of OC's food writer. Anne-Marie, eagerly anticipated restaurant in San Juan Capistrano, officially opened yesterday. I think it was a soft opening. And you had a chance to preview the restaurant the night before. Please tell us a little bit about it and who the players are, because these are it's a very important restaurateur group and a very important chef.
Yes, Andy's referring to Bloom in San Juan Capistrano, which is across the street from the Mission. I got to eat there the other night. And the group that he's referring to, the larger restaurant group, they oversee Vine in San Clemente, Ironwood, Olea, Sapphire. It just feels like the list is just growing and growing. But one favorite dish I had, their menu goes along with similar to the other concepts that they oversee. But I would say my favorite dish of the night, I actually had Chef Jared, who I've known since Vine, like over a decade before I even started writing professionally. Jared Cook, I asked him to please pick my entree, and I gave him two options. He selected the applewood bacon-wrapped meatloaf, which, no surprise, it's great, incredible even. It was a blend of prime beef, pork, and jidori chicken. It comes with rainbow carrots, truffle mac and cheese, wild mushrooms, sherry reduction. It just so much flavor. It was so intense in a really positive way. Went well with my cocktail. We had bone marrow to start. I could go on and on. I should really stop, Andy. But I'm very excited for Bloom. I think it will do really well. I think it complements the other restaurants that are surrounding it.
Right. Now, Anne-Marie, for our listeners that are not really familiar with it, San Juan Capistrano is all of a sudden a booming area for destination restaurants. So pretty exciting thing for a town that's been pretty sleepy for a long period of time. And before we move on, they are in a historical building. Just very briefly describe that, because, again, I think it just adds to the atmosphere of Bloom.
So it's on the corner. So it has a lot of space. When you're inside, you might not think so, but because of all the booths they incorporated, it's mostly booths. But what they retained, they have these beautiful windows that take up so much of the restaurant. And so in the daytime, I was there at dinner, but in the daytime, I can only imagine all the gorgeous natural light that's coming in. And so it's just this wonderful, you could see the outdoors, you can look right into the outside of the Mission and everything around you. But yes, the historical factor, I'm a sucker for brick building. I think it really adds a lot of charm, different from a lot of their other concepts.
Right, that we're in newer construction. Mm-hmm. So this was really a find for them. And that was actually part of the delay in getting open, having to earthquake, having to retrofit where there hadn't been a restaurant before. And then one can only imagine the permitting process. So, we salute the whole group for being able to persevere and, now have Bloom up and running, particularly with the holidays and those great holiday parties right on the horizon. Anne-Marie, in a recent column, you profiled some wonderful destinations for baked goods and desserts in Tustin. And one of them is a grown-up branch of a bakery that now is greatly expanded and welcomes the public. Can you talk about Rye Goods, please?
Sure. Andy's referring to Rye Goods, which recently opened in the city of Tustin, like he said. I first met one of the founders of Rye Goods when they still had a food truck back in 2017. In 2021, they actually opened in Lido Marina Village with lines and lines and selling out all the time. So I was really excited when they just recently opened in Tustin. They have a much larger space to deal with. It's an additional 2,000 square feet of baking space alone. And the seating area, couches, chairs, huge patio. They share that seating area with a tech agency. They're kind of in an industrial part of Tustin off of Red Hill. And so there's just a lot more space in general and a lot more parking, which I'm always a fan of. So I highly recommend going there. A big chunk of my Tustin column is on Rye Goods, so just look it up.
Absolutely, and some very captivating pictures. One of the original mixologists of Broadway by Amar Santana is a wonderful woman by the name of Gabby, who went off on her own a couple of years ago to do something called the mixing glass, which was everything you needed for the bar plus. She has now relocated and expanded her operation by adding a market. Anne-Marie, can you kind of give us a preview of this newly opened space and what Gabby is up to?
Yes. So the new location of the Mixing Glass, which is now called the Mixing Glass and Market, is off of 1500 Adams, still in Costa Mesa, but it's in this very bustling plaza. She's expanded in such a way that, you know, people who might not just want spirits can very much enjoy it. There's natural wines, there's lots of beer sold, they have fresh food, sandwiches, and fresh bread. She even has a driver who brings down fresh produce from the Santa Monica Farmers Market. You gotta love Gabby for that.
Quite an imposition.
It's, you know, to be able to do that and have housewares and giftable items. It's a store that you can go to and grab something to eat, take home, restock something for your home bar, or maybe even buy a present for someone. It's become a very much, you know, much more of like an all-purpose type of environment. I believe is around 1,500 square feet, I think, initially when Gabby and I were talking about it. Highly recommend stopping by. Their grand opening is scheduled for December 7th. The ribbon cutting is at 4 p.m. And then there's what she's calling an after party. So if you're free after 4:30, I would hit the after party.
And I imagine there might be a cocktail or two available then, Anne-Marie. What do you think?
At least wine.
All right. Good report, and we congratulate Gabby on her latest expansion. Now, you recently had a chance to preview a new Orange County-based chef booking service called Chefferbly, kind of an odd name, Chefferbly, but intriguing concept. Anne-Marie, fill us in on Chefferbly.
So my current column, which dropped yesterday, goes very much in depth, but to try to condense it in just a few words, it's the notion that, you know, these days private dining is becoming more popular. People want to look after themselves and their loved ones, not necessarily want to be out dining with the general population anymore. So for those who can, they are looking for private dining chefs. And you might know one, maybe even two, but it's harder to find more when you just want to experience it more. So Chefferbly, one way to think of it is kind of like Yelp for chefs. It is a platform online that allows you to learn about a whole multitude of chefs with wonderful backgrounds. People have worked in Michelin kitchens, been on, you know, television shows centered around food, as well as sample their food through their pop-up. So you can book them for private dining. But on the flip side, if private dining isn't as affordable, like for me, it's not as affordable, you can also go to pop-ups that they schedule throughout the year, a couple a month at least, and one or more of the Chefferbly chefs will be hosting it. You can experience a pop-up, either like a larger scale casual event or something more intimate where, let's say, about 30 people can all experience six courses or so with one or two of the Chefferbly chefs. And I really like that it can address, you know, people of a certain income, as well as people who usually go to like food and wine festivals and can afford the pop-up dinners.
And it sounds like a great idea for the holidays and maybe also a gift for the holidays.
Indeed. I think it's a wonderful addition to the Orange County dining scene. And I know they plan to expand it much more to other parts of the country.
Now, in our remaining moment, tell us a little bit about the proprietor, because he really came at this from necessity, a gap he saw that he needed to fill.
Yes. The founder is Kevin Kim. He has a very long background, but I would say the important one that leads into Chef Ribley is that he was doing high-end real estate for the last decade. And to entertain his clients, he would take them out to really nice meals. But he felt like there just wasn't enough intimacy. And he was introduced to the idea of private dining by someone, enjoyed it so much, was very gung-ho about it, and was like, okay, let's do this. Let me entertain my clients, the private chef, in some of the properties that I want to sell to them. And he really didn't know that many chefs. He couldn't find a reliable resource with a lot of options. And that's really, that was his quandary. And he kind of just took it from there, and his software background indeed helped with the platform.
Anne-Marie, definitely one to watch. Is we need to say goodbye. When will your next column drop in terms of the date? And where can they find you to follow you on Voice of OC?
Yes. So you can find me on voiceofoc.org. You can click from the main page, the columnist tab, and you'll find my name. My next column drops in 2 weeks. So that would make it Friday, the 16th of December. I'll leave the topic a surprise. And you can also find me personally on Instagram under Brekkie Fan, BrekkieFan.
Anne-Marie, never enough time. Always enjoy these in-studio visits. Of course, to you and your family, the happiest of happy holidays. And we will have you back early next year. Looking forward to sharing more Orange County news and dining discoveries with you.
Thanks, Andy.
You are more than welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, it is Yang Ban Society in downtown L.A., chef proprietor Kat Hong doing something really innovative trying to redefine fine dining with kind of a casual note to it. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. From Millhaven Maximum Security, traffic just lined up.